Hi, this is Tequila. How can I help you?
Hi, is this Deluxe Home Care's payroll?
Oh, yes. Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Tequila.
Hi, my name is
Hi.
Teresa Anderson, and I just have a few discrepancies.
Okay, hold on a moment. Let me get your thing up here. Teresa. Hold on a moment. Yes, this is in regards to Lisa Anderson, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you're in touch with Sarah about this?
Sarah? I talked to a Becky before.
Oh, yes. Let me get this here. Okay, yes, how can I help you?
Yes, I didn't receive a check for the 23rd of January or the 31st.
Okay, hold on a moment. Let me pull this up here. Hold on a moment. Hold on a moment here. You said, hold on, I'm just waiting for this to load, but you said which days did you not get paid for?
The last check I received was for the date of 1/16 of 26.
Okay, hold on a moment. Anderson. You know why? It's saying here that it was sent as a physical check.
Yes, they've all came as physical checks.
Okay. And I see here we had one sent out for the 23rd and one sent out for the 30th.
Do you know the dates that you mailed them?
I don't know the exact dates, but usually it's the Thursday of that payroll week. So... let's say for last week's work, which is the 26th to the 30th, we would send that out on the 5th. But it's saying here from the 18th to the 24th, it was sent out usually, and that was sent out probably on the 29th. So usually, it comes in between Monday or Tuesday. So you still didn't receive it?
No, but today's Tuesday, and also I believe the rate is incorrect.
The rate is also incorrect. Okay.
It's supposed to be 15, I believe.
Let me look into that. Hold on a moment. Hold on a moment. Let me see. When do you usually get the check, by the way?
Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. So maybe it's still coming today.
Yeah, maybe I didn't get one last week.
Last week?
Yeah, the 23rd. I didn't get the 23rd.
So it's saying here for the period, the work period of the 11th to the 17th, that was sent out as well. And then the 18th to 24th, that should have been this past week. You should have gotten it today. You didn't get any check last week?
No, I didn't get that one, the 18th or the 24th. Mm-mm. Is there any way to get direct deposit?
Of course, yes. Of course. Do you want to send that to me and I can put that in?
Can I think about it?
No worries, yes. But in regards to your pay, for the last week, it should be coming today. Maybe there's a delay with the weather, so maybe tomorrow. And the one for last week as well, the one from 2 weeks ago, the 11th to the 17th, you were supposed to get that by the, you know, the week of the 23rd, which was not last week, the week before. You should have gotten that on the 27th, last week Tuesday around. It could be that was also delayed due to the snow, but you should have gotten it. You don't have any of those checks?
No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
Oh, my. I'm going to speak to the billing director to see what to do with this. Are you available now to stay on a quick hold?
Yes, and also, what about the pay rate? Is it not supposed to be 15?
Looks like it is 14. That's what I see here, that your rate is 14.
But I believe there was something passed for 15.
What, somebody approved you for 15 an hour?
No, I thought the minimum wage law passed for 15.
Oh, you know, it happens to be we thought that also, but it's actually not for CDS, for home care services.
Okay. I didn't know if it was or if it wasn't.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. How long were you working with us so far?
Since last October, right?
I would advise for you to, let me see here. Maybe we can offer you a higher rate soon. I can try to put that in and get that approved for you.
Okay.
Because I just hear you've been with us for a while. You know, we can do that for you, hopefully. I can try to put that in. But in regards to the checks, let me put you on a brief hold and see what I can do for you, okay?
Also, Tequila, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Do you have the state's phone number?
Sure. Do you need it to just, what do you need it for?
Lisa needs it to see if she can get approved for more hours.
Oh, definitely. A way to do that also, you can see that her condition's worsened a bit and she would need more help. That usually helps to get more units approved. You ready to write it down?
Yes.
Okay. The number is 866-835-3505, and do number one, like the prompt one.
Okay, you said 866-835-3505. Option one?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, sure. No worries. And I'm going to still put you on a brief hold to figure out about your checks coming through, okay?
Thank you so much.
No worries. Stay on the line. Thank you so much for holding. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
This here. So from what I'm seeing is that, let me just see here. From what I am seeing is that they're going to check into it. They have to confirm before they cancel the check and then reissue. It's a little bit of a process, so I'm going to confirm with them. I'll send them an email, and I'll try to get back to you by the end of today.
I'm sorry. What was that again?
Okay. Basically, they have to confirm that the check either wasn't deposited or if it actually, like, they have to confirm, they have to investigate. They can't just reissue the check. So I'm going to email them to try to get this done as soon as possible, and then I can get back to you hopefully by the end of today.
Okay. Or did you want me to just wait another day to see?
Well, you said it was also from 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, I didn't receive one last week.
Right. So for this past Friday's, I would wait, but the one from before I want to look into.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's fine. You can call me back.
Okay. We're going to give you a call back. And, Teresa, I'm going to try to get into this for you, okay? I'm going to try to get this resolved.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries. We'll be in touch.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.